La Tech de León incorporates a super charged and arrested for the offenses of corruption of identity related to crime and corruption of harassment relating to the sections 1A and 22-1A of the Cybercrime Act number 4 of 2025 respectively. It is currently in police custody awaiting court appearance. And the police said it would like to send a warning member of the public against the uses of social media and other digital platforms to spread false, misleading and inflammatory information about other individuals or institutions.
Meanwhile, Transfer Alliance spokesperson Sean Kemble said it is disheartening that the police succeeded with the arrest despite what he described as apparent reconciliation between Dr. Zimba and Mr. Mubinda.
It's something that is very divisive, us and the political movement, and we are hopeful that it can quickly be resolved. Dr. Kusima Zimba is currently being held at Woodland Police Station here within Turkey, and we are making our efforts necessary to ensure that he can be released on police bond, or if the police don't have appetite to give him bond, then he can quickly be taken to court, but he can apply for bail there.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has given traders retailing and distributing liquefied petroleum gas to regularize their operations by obtaining the necessary ERB licenses by 31st December 2025. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Katumpa has expressed concern over the growing number of traders retailing and distributing liquefied petroleum gas without valid licenses. Mrs. Katumpa has cautioned businesses, individuals and their agents that trading in LPG without a valid license is an offence under the Energy Regulation Act. She has stated that violations of the law may lead to enforcement actions, including prosecution of up to 5 years imprisonment, a fine of 500,000 penalty units, or both, as stipulated in the Energy Regulation Act.
The ERB urges all businesses and individuals and their agents alike involved in the LPG trade to regularize their operations by obtaining the necessary ERB licenses by 31st December 2025. Those found operating in local facilities will be prosecuted or fined in accordance with the provisions of the Energy Regulation Act on the 12th of 2019. The ERB is committed to ensuring the safety and the quality of LPG trading to protect consumers and promote the sustainable development of the energy sector.
Government has given the Zambia National Service, ZNS, a one-week ultimatum to complete the plastering and excavation work on the ongoing stormwater drainage project in Isaka. Speaking during a site inspection of the project, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, has urged ZNS to expedite the work to ensure the drainage system is ready before heavy rains intensify. Dr. Pollen has emphasized the importance of completing the plastering and excavation on time to enhance the smooth flow of water during the rainy season and reduce the risk of flooding in affected areas. He has further assured the public that the government will continue to carry out regular inspections to monitor progress and ensure that the work meets the required standards.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, European Union Ambassador to Zambia, Carolina Stasiak, has emphasized that the Lobito Corridor will play a vital role in driving development across key sectors of the country. Speaking during a media breakfast meeting, Ms. Sashek said the economic corridor is poised to enhance growth in the energy, agriculture, and broader economic sectors, among others.